Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the CTTechJunkie.com podcast. And we're going to be audio only this time, just due to some technical constraints we ran into today. But joining us, and actually a return visit, because he was one of our inaugural guests when we were talking about the Amazon tax issue that came up last year, is Daniel Gottfried from Hartford, who is involved with some other things, and he's going to be talking to us today about the Israel-Connecticut Tech Summit that's coming up. So, Daniel, why don't you tell us a little bit about what this event is about and how people can participate and when it is, of course.
Yeah, thanks, Lon. This is the second annual Connecticut-Israel Technology Summit. It's going to be held at Rentschler Field on June 6th. It's an all-day event, including lunch. The Tech Summit is being sponsored by the Metro Hartford Alliance and the Jewish Federation of Greater Hartford, and actually the UConn School of Engineering is the lead sponsor. The Metro Hartford Alliance has an international business council that I'm involved in, and together with the Federation of Greater Hartford, we have a pretty active Israel subcommittee. Our goal is to reach out to Israeli companies and to encourage them to consider Connecticut as a place to locate when they come to the U.S. to do business, and in particular with Connecticut's ties to strong life science, security and defense. We feel that it offers a lot to these Israeli companies that are coming to the U.S. Likewise, we seek to open doors for Connecticut companies that would like to partner with U.S. That would like to partner with Israeli companies. So you'll see that from time to time, Connecticut companies will either use Israeli technology or suppliers to help bring their products to market.
And Israel is really quite a burgeoning technology hub, not just for defense and some of the things people might consider to be important industries there, but also just on the internet side also, right?
That's right. Israel has an amazing startup scene. It was featured recently in the book Startup Nation, which came out about 2 years ago. When you drive through certain areas of Israel, it's just amazing to see. Intel has a factory there, or has an office space there. Microsoft, Google, Yahoo—I mean, all the internet players that you can think of have offices and R&D centers in Israel.
And it's not an entirely big country. So, what do you think some of the reasons are for Israel being such a focus of high technology companies?
Most people relate it to the army service that Israelis have to do. I mean, they have mandatory army service after high school, and the army splits up the kids based on what are they good at. And kids who have computer backgrounds, for example, can go into several different really high quality computer training programs. And the state's goal is to train them to be able to operate computer systems for the army and for national defense. Along the way, they learn a lot. They learn programming skills. They make connections with other people with similar interests, and they create some amazing companies. In fact, I believe Israel has the second most NASDAQ listed companies behind the United States. So bigger than China, bigger than Canada.
That's fascinating. And this is the second year for this event here in Connecticut. So what are some of the differences that you're approaching the event this year with that you didn't do last year?
So last year was the inaugural event. There were about 150 people who came from throughout New England, actually, and all of which had some interest in doing business in Israel or hearing more about the Israel startup and high tech scene. This year, we're really trying to focus on more tangible partnerships. So we've identified life science, security, and defense as being industries where Connecticut has a lot to offer. The goal being that when Israeli companies are thinking about setting up offices in Connecticut, thinking about setting up offices in the U.S., we want them to really think about Connecticut as being a great place to begin. One example is a company called Briefcam. Briefcam has a defense related company, and really what they have is a way to summarize surveillance footage in a really unique way. They can take an entire day's surveillance footage and make it 2 minutes.
What's interesting.
Yeah, and it's great. It's used by, you know, law enforcement and big retailers. And BriefCam has a Connecticut office. This is where their U.S. headquarters is. And it's wonderful. They have access to New York and Boston to the extent they need that. They obviously have access back and forth to Israel. And they have a supportive community here that really, I think, wants them to succeed.
That's really fascinating. So it looks like there's been a lot of those kind of developments there. What support has the state been giving in encouraging some of this to happen?
Well, the state has some funding mechanisms through CI, Connecticut Innovations, and the DECD. In certain circumstances, the state can also offer tax incentives and tax breaks. And then we have groups like this cooperation between Metro Hartford Alliance and the Jewish Federation, which offer there's an international business center actually in Hartford. So if a company is looking to move to the U.S. and they want some office space and some services on a temporary basis, they can Metro Hartford Alliance will offer that. And there's a pretty strong community here of people that are, I think, willing to donate time to make people feel comfortable, help introduce them to business partners and service providers to try to make it a soft landing when they come to the U.S.
And if a company locally wants to join the operation, I guess that's happening at the event, how do they get in touch with you to do that?
Well, the Metro Hartford Alliance website has details about signing up for the event. If folks want to just come, that's wonderful. If anybody wants to contact Metro Hartford Alliance in advance or contact me in advance, if they have a particular agenda, they want some help meeting companies or figuring out who to talk to, I'm certainly happy to try to help them out.
Terrific. So we'll post your contact info with this podcast so people can get in touch before the event. Just wanted to switch gears briefly before we close out here. A few months ago, you had brought an Israeli entrepreneur who was working on a great website called Sleeve, which was designed to help students in college interact with each other and their professors better. How's that startup going?
That's right. Yeah, they're still plugging away. I think that they're typical early stage startup, which is to say that money is their biggest gating factor. And so I know that they're feeling some pressure as to just keeping the lights on, so to speak. But I actually was in Israel last week and had the opportunity to see the Sleeve's founder, and he's in good spirits, and so hopefully we'll see more from them.
Terrific. Anything else that you saw over there that was intriguing?
Oh, there's just lots of amazing technology over there. There's one company that's in the stem cell blood bank business that's created a patented insurance product that helps. Not only do they bank the cord blood and try to use it to the extent that it can help in medical procedures, but also has this insurance wrapper that if something happens to the blood, or if there are other problems, that the family can actually get cash to help with medical expenses. So it's pretty fascinating product. It's funny because every time I go to Israel, my eyes get opened wider with the things that people have thought up and are bringing to market.
It's remarkable that such a small country has such a huge innovative tech industry, and it's great to see that they're linking up with U.S. companies and especially companies here in Connecticut.
They really don't have a marketplace in Israel, so they have a lot of bright people with good ideas that are willing to work hard. But you see as a common theme that as these companies get bigger, they need to access the U.S. and the European markets, and it's great also for U.S. companies thinking about either making acquisitions or doing strategic R&D. Israel is a very, very open community. You can get access to the top companies. You can get access to the top government representatives. In a way that we really don't see here in the U.S., it makes doing business there pretty easy. And then they also are pretty serious about providing funding for R&D. The Israeli government has an Office of Chief Scientist that funds sort of hard science R&D. And there's also a bilateral group called BIRD. It's a bilateral group created by the government of Israel and the government of the U.S. And BIRD funds R&D that's done by a joint venture between U.S. and Israeli companies. And so so we see companies sometimes come together to create a product or bring some basic technology to market, to commercialization. And you can get funding for that through BIRD. So there's actually a lot of great reasons why Connecticut or U.S. companies would look to Israel to expand.
That's fantastic. Well, we look forward to hearing more about the event after it happens, which is, again, taking place on Wednesday, June 6th at the Rensselaer Field in East Hartford. And it begins at 8 a.m. Looks like the governor will be kicking things off at the event there, Dan, right?
That's right. Yeah, the government's coming, as well as some top Israeli government officials. So should be great.
Well, excellent. Well, we look forward to maybe calling you back in a week or two and listening in on how the event went and what kind of opportunities might exist for Connecticut companies.
Yeah, would love to. Thanks, Lon.
Great. Thanks for being on the podcast today.